All right, ready to jump into the deep end of the internet?
Always.
Today we're going exploring. Well, a thread, really.
Yeah.
It's called HSG, and it's on a site called Medjidoshan.
Ever heard of it?
Honestly, I hadn't.
It's you know how some sites are like visual message boards?
Yeah.
It's that, but more image focused. An image board is the term.
Okay, interesting. So not like your typical forum.
Right, very different.
So what are we looking at here? What kind of stuff are we going to see on this HG?
Well, everything really. We've got screenshots,
Oh, cool.
short text posts, just little snippets of conversation,
Yeah.
and even some audio clips.
Wow, a real mix.
It's a real grab bag of internet culture, very much so.
So is HSG just some random internet hangout? What brings people there?
It stands for Homestuck General.
Okay, so Homestuck fans.
Yeah, it's where they hang out and talk about, well,
Everything Homestuck.
not always, actually.
I
There's
get
a lot of other stuff that gets mixed in. Well, they have these running gags.
running gags. Interesting.
Like one of them is a big debate about whether peaches or clementines are more
Hold on, wait, what?
peaches or clementines, which is more erotic.
Wow, okay, I was not expecting that. That's pretty random.
Yeah, every online community has their quirks.
I guess so. Like, is that a Homestuck thing?
Not really, it's just something they do on HSRE.
Okay, so like an inside joke.
Exactly.
What else? Any other weird running
Oh
gags?
yeah, lots, like they're obsessed with there's this one user, right?
Okay.
And his height is 5'3".
Okay.
And they bring it up constantly.
So another inside joke, basically.
Yeah, you got to be there, I guess.
All right, all right. What else?
Oh, and there's all the speculation about a
Ooh, not good
romance
stuff.
between two of the users, Mom and Marzipan.
Those names sound familiar.
Yeah, they're kind of the stars of this thread in a way.
Oh, interesting. So tell me about these two.
Well, Mom is, he's younger
Okay.
and he posts a lot about his girlfriend.
Oh, so that's where the marzipan connection comes in.
Could be, who knows? But he's always talking about his plans for their relationship,
Yeah.
And people get really into debating it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, big arguments.
What kind of plans are we talking about here? Relationship goals.
Well, one post in particular got everyone riled up.
Okay, this I gotta hear.
He basically said he plans to pump and dump his girlfriend after she goes to college.
Whoa, okay. That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not exactly the nicest thing to say.
No wonder people were upset.
Right. It sparked a huge backlash.
I bet. What do you think he meant by that? Like, was he serious?
It's hard to know for sure. With online stuff, it's always tough to tell.
Right.
But it could be his way of, trying to act tough online.
Like trying to fit in with the whole image board culture.
Yeah, image boards are all about like being provocative and pushing buttons.
So it could be an act.
Maybe, but it also says something about, well, how online spaces can shape how we behave,
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, what's acceptable, what's cool?
Yeah, and how we present ourselves to others.
That's almost like a whole different set of social rules.
Right, and sometimes those rules clash with, well, with real life.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we've got mom stirring the pot. Who else is in this mix?
Well, there's Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah, he's kind of the opposite of Mom.
How so?
Well, he's older for one thing, and
Right.
he's much more analytical.
So he's not into the whole drama thing.
Not really. He sees right through it, actually. And
Interesting.
he's always criticizing Mom's behavior, calling him out.
I bet that makes for some interesting conversations.
Oh yeah, they go back and forth
Like a
constantly.
verbal sparring match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's all playing out in public for everyone to see.
So the whole thread is basically watching this unfold.
Yeah, it's like their own little reality show.
And you know it's really trippy.
What's that?
There's actually a post in the thread where someone's wondering if we know about all this.
Really?
Yeah, like if we're aware that we're being discussed on HSG.
Whoa, that's meta.
Right. It's like we've broken through the fourth wall or
I
something.
wonder if they're listening right now.
Maybe. It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. Like, how self-aware these online communities are becoming.
Yeah, like they know they're part of something bigger.
And it makes you wonder how many other communities are out there talking about us, dissecting our every world.
It's a little spooky, but also kind of cool.
Definitely. It shows you how vast and interconnected the internet really
All
is.
right. It's not just one big thing. It's all these little worlds all linked together.
Exactly. And each one has its own unique culture and rules.
So this deep dive, it's not just about mom and turkey.
It's about the whole world of HSG and really about Medjidokan itself.
Right. So tell me more about this Medjidokan. What kind of place is it?
Well, like any online community, it's always evolving, changing.
So what's happening there?
Well, for one thing, there's some talk about features malfunctioning.
The joys of technology.
Right. Like, they have this timeline feature, and apparently it's been acting up.
Where?
And then there's this thing called Megidosha Premium.
Like a paid version.
Yeah, it costs $32 a year.
Oh, wow. So people are really invested in this platform.
They are. And they're always coming up with new ideas. Like, they want new stickers, new features, you know?
So they're actively shaping the community. Cool.
Totally. It's a real collaborative effort.
And this dedication, it goes beyond just the platform itself.
Oh, yeah.
There's this fascinating discussion about transloading a Japanese Alice in Wonderland game.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. It's amazing.
What game?
I don't know the specific name, but it's clearly a passion project for them.
That's awesome. They're putting in the effort to make this niche thing accessible to others.
Exactly. And they're debating every little detail.
Like what?
Like what kind of relationship options should be in the game.
Oh, wow. That's getting deep into the weeds.
Right. And they're even talking about voice acting styles.
Like for different characters?
Yeah. They want a Jessica version, whatever that means.
It shows you how much they care about getting it right.
It's incredible. So clearly they're not just obsessed with Homestuck.
Definitely not. Their interests are all over the place.
Well, what else is catching their attention?
We see discussions about Yu-Gi-Oh!
The card game.
Yeah, they talk about card archetypes and the lore, all that stuff.
Okay, I'm starting to get a sense of their vibe.
They're really into all sorts of geeky things.
And there's this thing called the album game.
Album game?
Yeah, where they recommend albums to each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. Sharing their musical tastes.
It's a great way to discover new stuff.
And then there's this post where someone's struggling to find an audiobook solution.
Oh, that's relatable.
And they end up resorting to, get this, open source AI voice software.
Like making their own audiobook.
Pretty much. It shows you their dedication, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
They're willing to go the extra mile.
And then there's someone talking about playing Caves of Quod at 4 a.m.
Hardcore gamer.
It's a wild mix of stuff.
It really is. They're bouncing from topic to topic, always something new.
So it's not just all fun and games, right?
Well, the real world does creep in sometimes.
How so?
There are discussions about, like, U.S. funding for Ukraine.
Oh, wow. Serious stuff.
Yeah, and people sharing their reactions to the 2024 election results.
So they're not completely detached from current events.
Right. It's impossible to avoid, even online.
I guess that's true. What else did you notice?
Well, there's this post where someone complains about a video of a protest.
Mm.
They say it's missing any lighthearted political comedy.
Interesting take.
And they compare it to a Sinfest comic about the same event.
Sinfest? Isn't that the...
Yeah, the webcomic that went a bit off the rails.
Right, I remember that. So even in this Homestuck thread, they're bringing in all these other references.
Exactly. It's like a microcosm of the internet itself.
So we've got this community passionate about their interests, but also grappling with the real world.
And of course, there's the drama between mom and Turkey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Things are about to get heated.
We'll dive into that in part two of our deep dive.
All right, so last time we left off with some serious tension building between mom and Turkey.
Yeah, remember, they were going back and forth.
Yeah, like a verbal tennis match.
Exactly.
But it was all pretty abstract, you know, just general arguments.
Right, a clash of personalities.
But then things get real.
Oh, yeah.
Like really personal.
Uh-huh.
So what happens? What sets them off?
Well, thread's winding down. It's late, almost 3 a.m.
Okay, so everyone's probably a little tired, on edge.
Yeah, could be. And then someone posts this screenshot.
Screenshot of what?
It's from a gaming website.
Gaming, okay.
The headline's about this game, The 100 Line, Last Defense Academy.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
It's pretty niche, I think. Anyway, the headline says the developers are prepared to go bankrupt and retire if it doesn't sell.
Wow, high stakes.
Right. So one user just comments, it's for the best.
Harsh, but I guess it happens.
Yeah, and then mom jumps in and he says, grim outcomes tied to player choices.
Whoa, hold on. He's connecting this back to Homestuck.
Yeah, right. Like, he's bringing in the whole grim theme.
Which is a big thing in Homestuck.
It's huge.
So he's basically saying the game failing is a grim outcome, like in the comic.
Exactly.
Okay, I see where this is going.
And that's what sets Turkey off.
Turkey's not going to let that slide.
Nope. He immediately calls out mom, brings up the whole girlfriend thing again.
The pump and dump plan?
Yep, that's the one. He says it's shitty masterminding behavior.
Ouch.
Right. He's basically saying mom is trying to orchestrate a grim outcome in his own life, just like in the game.
That's a pretty sharp comparison.
It is, very much so.
So he's not just criticizing mom's plan, he's calling him out for hypocrisy.
Exactly. And he even says that adults don't manipulate situations and then bail.
So he's saying mom's not acting like an adult.
Right.
And remember, this is all happening publicly on the thread.
Oh, yeah. Everyone can see this going down.
So how does mom react to this?
Well, he tries to defend himself, of course.
As you'd expect.
He says it's not some big scheme. It's just a response to his girlfriend's unreasonable request.
Unreasonable, huh?
Yeah. He doesn't really elaborate on that, though.
So Turkey's probably thinking, yeah, right?
Pretty much. He points out the age difference, you know.
How old are they again?
Mom's 22. The girlfriend is 17.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty big gap.
Right. And Turkey's saying that's a power imbalance.
Which makes mom's plan even more questionable.
Definitely. And other people start chiming in at this point.
Oh, so it's not just a one-on-one fight anymore.
Nope. The whole thread's getting involved.
Taking sides.
Yeah. Some are defending mom, but a lot are calling him out.
Like, what are they saying?
Douchebag gets thrown around a lot.
Ouch.
And Turkey keeps going. He's relentless.
What's he saying?
He says mom's avoiding accountability, blaming external factors instead of owning his choices.
So he's basically saying mom's not taking responsibility for his actions.
Exactly.
That's got a sting.
Oh, yeah. Mom gets really defensive.
How so?
He goes off on this rant, calls Turkey manipulative and spineless, says he's clinging to a victim identity.
Wow. Shots fired.
It gets pretty nasty.
And personal.
Very personal. He even makes a comment about mental health, which is, you know, not cool.
Yeah, that's crossing a line.
Definitely. It's a full-blown internet brawl at this point.
And everyone's watching.
Like a digital coliseum, yeah.
So what's the final blow? How does it end?
Turkey doesn't hold back. He calls mom a serial abuser.
Oh.
Yeah, heavy stuff. He accuses him of intentionally planning to hurt his girlfriend.
That's a serious accusation.
It is, and he compares it to a scorched earth policy in relationships.
So he's saying mom's leaving a trail of destruction.
Yeah, that's his take.
Intense.
Yeah.
So is that it? Does the thread just die after that?
Surprisingly, no.
Really?
Yeah, there's still a little bit of humor peeking through, even amidst all the drama.
What do you mean?
Well, one user jokes about waiting for super genius elementary schoolers to skip grades and go to college.
Okay, I don't get it.
It's a reference to mom's girlfriend, you know, how she's younger.
Oh, right. So they're making light of the situation.
Yeah, trying to find the funny side of things.
Even when things get dark, they still find a way to laugh.
It's a sense of community, you know? They need that connection, even when they're fighting.
It's like they can't help but be themselves even when things get heated.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So we've got this huge argument, accusations flying. It's all very dramatic.
It is, very much so.
But what's the point? What can we learn from all this?
Well, that's what we'll uncover as we wrap up our deep dive.
Man, that was intense.
Yeah, it really escalated quickly.
So we've got mom and Turkey going at it, all very dramatic and personal.
It's a good example of how these online dynamics, they can get pretty heated.
Especially in fandoms, right?
Oh, absolutely. Fandoms are all about passion. And sometimes that passion spills over.
It's like everyone's trying to prove they're the biggest fan.
Right. Or the most knowledgeable.
Yeah, and that can lead to, well, conflicts.
Definitely. There's this constant struggle for validation, you know?
Like, who has the best arguments, the most cutting insults, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's almost like a competition.
But it's not just about winning, is it?
No, there's more to it than that.
It's like they're also trying to, I don't know, figure out who's authentic.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of it.
Like, who's being real versus who's putting on a show?
Because online, you can be anyone, right?
You can craft this whole persona.
Exactly. And so there's this constant questioning, this suspicion.
Like, are you really who you say you are?
Yeah. And are you really this passionate about, you know, Homestuck or whatever?
It's like they're looking for the cracks in the facade.
And those cracks, when they appear, that's when the drama really explodes.
So even in space like HSG, where everyone's anonymous, there's still this pressure to perform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're performing for the other users, for the community.
And the community has its own expectations, right?
Definitely. What's cool, what's not cool?
What's acceptable behavior?
It all shapes how people present themselves.
But it's not just about conformity, right? There's also this element of rebellion.
Oh, for sure. Like you see it in mom's posts, how he's always pushing boundaries.
Yeah, like he's trying to provoke a reaction.
And the community feeds off that, you know?
It's like they need that tension, that conflict.
It keeps things interesting, keeps things moving.
But it's a delicate balance, right?
It is. Because too much conflict and the community can fracture.
So they're always walking this tightrope.
Trying to figure out where the line is and then maybe stepping over it just a little bit.
And all of this is fueled by their passion, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Their love for Homestuck, for the community, for the whole online world.
It's what drives them to spend hours debating lore, translating games, creating these elaborate in-jokes.
It's all about connection, you know, finding people who share your passions.
But that same passion can also lead to, well, the kind of drama we saw with Mom and Turkey.
It's a double-edged sword, for sure.
So, stepping back from all this, what can we learn from HSG? What's the takeaway?
I think it shows us how complex these online communities are.
Yeah, they're not just one thing.
Right. They're a mix of passion, creativity, drama, and everything in between.
It's like a microcosm of society itself.
Yeah, with all its complexities and contradictions.
And it makes you wonder what other worlds are out there.
Oh, I'm sure there are countless online communities, each with its own unique culture and rules.
Just waiting to be explored.
That's the beauty of the internet, isn't it? An endless frontier of human connection and creativity.
And drama, of course.
Oh, always drama.
Well, thanks for taking us on this deep dive. It's been fascinating.
My pleasure. Always happy to explore the weird and wonderful corners of the internet.